ask that Mr. Robinson read my motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. Gordy. I'm going to read the motion that Mr. Gordy passed to me a moment ago. And his motion is to recommend approval of CZ 1596 for Blackwater Creek North Farm based upon the record and for the following reasons. The commission's not being asked to change the basic zoning of the property. The property is currently zoned AR1 agricultural residential, and the applicant is not seeking a change in the underlying zoning. Instead, granting the RPC, the potential uses of the property are limited, and the county can place restrictions and conditions on the use and design of the project. The proposed AR1 RPC meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance because it promotes the orderly growth of the county. And again, the property is currently zoned AR1, so the applicant is not seeking a substantial change from what is currently permitted within the zoning. The subject property is located along State Route 54, less than 3 miles west of the town of Delmar, in an area that is within 5 miles of the city of Salisbury. The town of Delmar has planned for its growth areas to expand in the direction of Blackwater Creek. The town has enjoyed significant commercial growth along US 13 in accord with its 2005 comprehensive plan. Wicomico County in its 1997 and 1998 comprehensive planning has proposed the Metro Core Plan that extends the future growth of Salisbury and Wicomico County towards Delmar along the US 13 and to the east and west of the corridor. The area where the project is proposed is an existing crossroads community that has formed from strip subdivisions. There are borrow pits and agricultural type uses also existing in the project area. The development has a proposed net density of 1.98 units per acre and is consistent with the uses permitted in the low density area of the 2002 Sussex County Land Use Plan and the purposes of the AR1 district. AR1 RPC zoning is appropriate for the proposed project site because the project is in the vicinity of growth areas and commercial and residential development. The RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel of land in that the purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale development as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. The proposed project is in character with the nature of the area in that it will be part of the larger Blackwater Creek community that provides multiple housing designs, retention of natural and open space features, outdoor recreation, preservation and continuation of agribusiness activities, the inclusion of neighborhood retail areas, and it completes a crossroads community by providing a master planned community. This proposed project will provide a transitional residential community between the developing areas of Delmar, Salisbury, and Wicomico County to the south and east, and the agricultural areas to the north by providing open spaces, rural landscape, recreational facilities, etc. The project will comply with all agricultural use requirements required by law, including buffers, setbacks, and agricultural use restrictions. The developer will be responsible for the construction of all water and sewer utility facilities. Sewer facilities will be designed to comply with applicable state and county requirements. The applicant has proposed a phasing plan for the build-out of the project that will integrate the project into the area without significant negative effects. The project will have a code of regulations for the portion of the project that is condominiums and restrictive covenants for individual lots that provide a homeowners association for the maintenance of common areas, open areas, amenities, streets, etc. Although the Office of State Planning Coordination has negatively commented upon the State Strategy's Level 4 designation for the project is in close proximity to the developing areas of Delmar and to Salisbury and Wicomico County. The project also complies with the county's land use plan and the relevant county ordinances. It is also situated along State Route 54, a major travel corridor in Sussex County. The applicant has favorably addressed all of the items set forth in Section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance as a part of its RPC presentations. The project, with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it, will not adversely affect the county, the neighborhood, or the adjacent properties. The recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 168 multifamily units and 238 single-family lots. The construction of the project shall be phased over a period of 10 years with no more than 50 residential building permits being issued within any given calendar year, commencing the date of final approval of this application by Sussex County Council. Site plan review is required for the master plan in each phase of the proposed development, including the location of curbs, sidewalks, and streetlights. All entrances, intersections, roadways, multimodal improvements shall be constructed as required by DLDOT. Interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Recreational facilities within this project, including the golf course, swimming pool, and community buildings, shall be constructed and open to use by the residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit within the project. The RPC shall be served by central wastewater treatment. The RPC shall be served by a central wastewater treatment and collection system built in accordance with the requirements of DNREC and other state, county, and federal agencies. The RPC shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. Best management practices shall be used in the operation and maintenance of the systems. State and federal wetlands shall not be included in individual lots. State and federal wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas, except as may be authorized by a valid federal or state permit. A homeowners association shall be formed to provide for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacements of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreational facilities, and other common areas. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. Agricultural buffers shall be provided as required by applicable state and county requirements. The agricultural use notice shall be included in the restrictive covenants and condominium declaration. The applicant shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish school bus stop areas. The areas of these bus stops, with the approval of the local district, shall be shown on the master plan. And finally, the applicant shall cooperate and coordinate with the state and county emergency preparedness office to develop and implement an emergency evacuation plan.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Gentlemen, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone 1596 Blackwater Creek LLC for the reasons and with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone 1597 Blackwater Creek.